Sarah's story, When a Digital Self is Stolen. The Moment of Discovery. It was supposed to be a quiet Tuesday morning. Sarah Johnson had just settled at her kitchen table, the aroma of coffee drifting from a steaming mug beside her laptop. Her phone buzzed, and she glanced down casually, then froze. The message from her bank read, "Large purchase detected $50,000 vehicle. Did you authorize?" Her hands trembled. The ceramic mug rattled against the saucer. "I thought maybe it was a glitch," Sarah recalled. "I don't even own a car that costs half that much." I just stared at the screen in disbelief. She called the bank immediately, her heart pounding in her throat. On the other end, the fraud specialist confirmed her fear. Someone else had been impersonating her. "We're seeing multiple attempts, Ms. Johnson," the representative said. "This isn't an isolated purchase." Sarah described the moment as like the floor fell out from under me. In a single morning, her sense of financial stability and security was replaced with dread. How the attacker knew her. The fraud wasn't random. The attacker had carefully assembled Sarah's personal data from multiple breaches and sources. Her social security number was compromised during the massive 2019 Equifax breach, which exposed data of over 147 million Americans. Her mother's maiden name, commonly used as a security question, had been revealed through a lighthearted Facebook quiz she took in college. Her high school graduation year was publicly listed on her LinkedIn profile. Even her first pet's name, often another secret question, was available in an old Instagram throwback caption, "Miss you, Max the best dog ever." "I couldn't believe it," Sarah said. "Every piece of information they used, I had given away years earlier without even thinking about it. Separately, it all felt harmless. Together, it was like they built a key to my entire life."